Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for June 28, 2026. Let's start with regulatory news. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has closed its investigation into power steering assist issues affecting roughly 376,000 Model 3 and Model Y vehicles. Tesla had already initiated a recall to address the problem, and the agency's decision sent Tesla shares up 1.22% on Friday. However, the company faces renewed scrutiny following a fatal Model 3 crash in Texas. Both NHTSA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the incident, which has also triggered a wrongful death lawsuit. Authorities are examining conflicting statements about whether autopilot was engaged at the time of the crash. In artificial intelligence developments, Elon Musk announced that Grok 4.5, the latest AI model from his xAI venture, is now in private beta testing at both SpaceX and Tesla. The model is built on a 1.5 trillion parameter V9 foundation and integrates data from the AI coding platform Cursor. Musk indicated plans to release new, quote, completely trained from scratch AI models on a monthly basis for the rest of this year. New official Tesla documentation for the Cybercab clarifies that production models will not include a steering wheel, brake pedal, or acceleration pedal, a key distinction from engineering prototypes. The documents also officially classify Tesla's unsupervised full self-driving system as SAE Level 4 autonomous. Looking at the business outlook, analysts estimate that Tesla's FSD subscription program could generate approximately $1.8 billion in annual recurring revenue if it reaches 1.5 million subscribers at the current $99 per month. As of the first quarter of 2026, Tesla reported around 476,000 active FSD subscribers. And in manufacturing news, a former Tesla executive revealed that the company adopted cost-saving practices from Chinese EV makers like BYD during the Model 3 ramp and Model Y development. The approach involved reusing components in ways not previously seen in Western automotive production. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay informed, and we'll see you tomorrow with more news.